The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this podcast belong solely to the participants and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the California State Library or the State of California.
Hi, my name is Debbie Lynch. I'm here speaking with Mike Marlin, who is the director of the Braille and Talking Book Library here at the California State Library. Mike, could you tell me a little bit about the Marrakesh Treaty that was just passed by the U.S. Senate?
Sure, Debbie. The full title is the Marrakesh Treaty to Facilitate Access to Published Works for Persons Who Are Blind, Visually Impaired, or Otherwise Print Disabled. The treaty makes books available to persons who qualify for our service, as well as other libraries around the world that serve people with print disabilities. That can mean people who are blind, have low vision, are physically disabled, for example, cannot hold a book, as well as people with organic reading disabilities such as dyslexia. It's also important to point out that veterans of the United States Armed Forces receive top priority when it comes to this type of accessible book service.
So what is the Marrakesh Treaty going to do?
The Marrakesh Treaty allows for cross-border sharing between countries who have ratified it. In other words, international sharing between ratifying countries of books, magazines, and other resources in accessible formats.
When did it pass?
The treaty passed in the summer of 2013 after several years of negotiations within the copyright section of the World Intellectual Property Organization, WIPO, which is part of the United Nations. It went into effect officially in September of 2016 after 20 countries, the minimum requisite number of countries, had ratified it.
How is this going to benefit people here in the United States?
Once it's signed by the U.S. president, then persons with print disabilities in the U.S. will have access to books and other accessible works from all around the world from countries who have signed the treaty as well. We will then be able to participate in the Accessible Books Consortium, or ABC, which is the mechanism that WIPO has set up to allow participating countries to obtain books and magazines, etc., and then share them with their respective patrons. For example, there are over 60 English-speaking countries around the world who could benefit from works produced in the United States, and we, as a U.S. authorized entity, the California Braille and Talking Book Library, as well as the National Library Service for the Blind, can borrow books from countries within various language blocks. We can borrow items from Australia, New Zealand, Canada, England, etc. for our English-speaking patrons, but we can also borrow other language items for our patrons. Here in California, we get requests all the time for books in Russian, Mandarin Chinese, Tagalog, French, German, and various other languages. Once the treaty is worldwide, or at least covers enough countries, we'll be able to borrow in all those different languages. I should also note that Spanish, which is very popular with our patron base, will be expanded because Spain and the other Latin American countries down south will be able to provide all kinds of books and magazines in both Braille and audio and large print to our myriad Spanish speakers.
How much is that going to increase their access as opposed to right now?
Access to literature for persons with print disabilities around the world should increase markedly with the passage and implementation of the Marrakesh Treaty. Right now, there exists what the World Blind Union terms the global book famine, which essentially means that a very small percentage of the world's published works are available in alternate formats. In the United States, for example, about 7% of what's published each year is available to persons with print disabilities, whereas it's only 1% to 2% in the rest of the world. There are approximately 285 million blind people around the world who could benefit. This treaty is really groundbreaking because it sets precedent for fair use for people who are blind and eventually may lead to additional treaties for libraries regarding fair use and copyright exceptions. The publishing industry is not crazy about this idea, as they are rights holders and will likely oppose further efforts. However, we did get them to agree to sufficient terms to allow for the Marrakesh Treaty, and so that's a win.
Thank you for your information. It sounds like we're moving in a great direction.
We are indeed moving in a great direction, and we also need to remember that there are obstacles that we need to chart. For example, the digital divide, in which there are many people who do not have digital skill sets or access to digital information. We are now in the throes of a cloud-based infrastructure revolution so that our content is being made available in the cloud. We have mobile apps for iOS and Android. We are working on wireless delivery, potentially voice activation delivery in the future. So we need to be mindful of people with disabilities, as well as people who fall below the economic divide of being able to go out and buy third-party devices. I walk around with my iPhone, in which I have all kinds of information, including all my downloadable audio and Braille books. For the Braille, I can utilize a refreshable Braille display, which I can connect to my iPhone via Bluetooth. So if we do proceed with voice activation, one day our patrons may be able to say, "Nelly, play the fourth chapter of The Grapes of Wrath." I jokingly have named the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, or NLS's, persona Nelly, because it sounds like NLS. Whoa, Nelly! The software or digital revolution will also mean retraining staff as well as patrons in terms of how to use the new technology, and that will be challenging, but we shall overcome. This is a taxpayer-funded service, and it's one of the most popular out there. However, we will need to remind our congressional leaders that we will need resources to go forward. That is another challenge that we face. My wonderful staff and myself, as well as other network libraries around the country, will continue to blaze forward both with new technology and services for our patrons. For me, this is incredibly fulfilling work, and I am proud and humbled to be a participant in moving accessible reading forward.
Thank you for your time and for explaining this important program to us.
It has been my pleasure, Debbie, and I'd like to remind anyone who's listening that if you have questions about the Marrakesh Treaty or about the California Braille and Talking Book Library or about accessible library services in general, do please get in touch with us. Our toll-free number in California is 800-952-5666, or our direct number is area code 916-654-0640. You can reach us by email at btbl@library.ca.gov.